Yeah, yeah. Ayo, it's your boy Bali. What's up? Ayo, we're coming back to you with some Grace Valley Radio. How y'all doing today? Now, I know one of the big things is gonna be news on the rebuild, and let's just say I don't really want to talk about it. I'm trying to put the past behind me. The grease mills are heavily damaged, but we're still making them run. The Greg trauma is there. I don't like to think on Greg too much. The town made a giant shrine to him. He's a grease hero. He's a grease patron now, but like, I don't know. I put my head down every time I pass it. Everyone else is doing pretty good. We're running town defenses lately. We need help. We don't know what we're doing. We're running valley safety courses. Blessy Bones leading that. Thank goodness to her. But today, I'm trying to bring you some fun. I'm trying to show you that the world's not so bad. We're talking about some fun Critters episode. This is the Critters and Creatures Broken World Zoology. What's up? Ayo, I got an interview with Tonk Kozman, a leading zoologist, a traveling zoologist. He's been everywhere. It's amazing. I got quest updates. I got a ritual request. Whoa, a quest for a ritual? Hell yeah, you should get on that stuff. All right, let's get to it. Let's talk about the animals and fauna in the Grease Valley and all across the broken world. Ayo, that's that Grease Valley Radio to you. So firstly, I'm going to bring you the famous field guide, very famous all across the broken world, mainly in America, though. This is Skaggley's Field Guide to the Ruined States. And let's just say in America, there are a lot of nicknames for it. He calls it the Ruined States. Other people call it the Rotted States, the Fallen States, Broken America, or Ruined America. I don't care. I don't care what people call America these days. I just stick to the Grease Valley mainly, you know what I mean? I go to the Red Rocks every once in a while. But like, shit, let's get into it. Skaggley's Field Guide to the Ruined States. He's pretty much just going over wilderness tips, what kind of things you'll see and find in different areas. Now, a bunch of torn pages is all I have, really. Like, I don't have the full book. I just have kind of like little pages I found here and there. I buy them at the market. They're really rare and like, I'll pay for them. I'll give you a shit ton of grease. I'll wash your fucking car. I'll go into your house and build you a grease pit. I don't care, bruh. Just give me more pages to Skaggley's Field Guide, you know? So I'm gonna read to you what I can. So here are some of the wilderness tips. Very obvious first one. Be snake bear aware. Carry your snake bear spray. Make sure to clap when you're in the woods to let all the wood creatures, but especially a snake bear, know that you're nearby so that they'll go off. They generally don't want to fuck with you. They're mainly territorial, so they're just like, oh, what? This guy's trying to come up on me? I'ma eat him! So, you know, just every time you're walking down a trail, you know, every once in a while. And apparently wearing a goat mask. Wearing a goat mask will scare off snake bears. Try it out or don't. You know, stay away from snake bears. Those things are fucking gross. Also, if you're traveling around and you see that the sky is turning purple, little purple clouds in the distance, that means a grease storm is coming. That means you're probably going to want to get the fuck out of there or find like a really sturdy structure, a basement structure, a cave, something built into a mountain. You know, that grease storm's really gonna tear up everything out there. You got food out there, it's gonna ruin all the food. You're gonna get all gross and gunky out there. Fuck that. Another one is apparently... trains. The sound of train. If you hear a train, run. There are no active trains in America. If there are, they're run by bandits or secret organizations, and you don't want to fuck with those. But apparently, many people report train sounds, and then not too recently after, their whole house is just decimated or ruined or just, yeah, no. Trains? Run from that shit. You hear that shit? Run. Now, apparently, it's also got... I have a few different areas and the different kind of local fauna you'll find in that area. The different... animals that you could find. And they're mainly American and nowhere else. And that's an issue, obviously. Maybe there are other issues Skaggly's put out that I could find for other parts of the world, because I'm interested. I'm interested in what else is out there. But he does have a section on the Appalachian area of America. Apparently, there are radcoons, vomit hawks, and dire wolves. In the Pacific Northwest, you will find dawn boars, arboreal octopi, and war beavers. Okay. In the New Mexican caverns, or at least what used to be of New Mexico, Watub, New Mexico? That's kind of how we say it nowadays. What used to be. But the caverns there, you're going to find things like Draco bats, armored coyotes, and brood goats. Now, apparently these coyotes are covered with osteodern. And osteodern are bony scales, commonly found on like lizards, like Komodo dragons. But these coyotes have it all over their fucking body. And they're almost unstoppable. They travel in giant packs. They are no longer really fearful creatures. They're becoming the apex predator. Is very concerning. In the Red Rocks, you'll find shock rattlers, wiry condors, like condors who literally apparently put off like Wi-Fi signals with the amount of wires and cables they've picked up throughout the years, and bone-crushing hounds. Ayo, bone-crushing hounds, like in Sky City. They're all over. They're horrible. You gotta watch out for them. They could rip a car in half with their one bite. Now, also remember some general tips. Animals hold grudges, so don't be a dick. Call a druid on any raging or diseased animal. They're usually just, like, really angry about an issue. They could be calmed down. Animals don't generally just, like, destroy cities for no reason. And, travel on old railways. They're safer than highways. Highways have bandits. The old railways are still good ways to travel. And like I said, trains don't operate anymore. And, you know, stimulate the trail communes in national parks. Ayo, look out for your local national park. When's the last time you've been to it? Check it out, boy. I'm gonna plug one today for you guys. It's that Grease Valley Radio. I'm gonna do the interview and we'll be right back. Ayo. First Grease Valley interview. I hope it goes really well. We're interviewing android zoologist Tonk Kozman, an adventurer researcher. A little picture he sent me is a description. He's a short little man with cargo shorts, a green jacket, big ol' goggles over his like wavy brown hair, and he's got patches of torn skin because, you know, androids take some wear and tear in these day and ages. It's not always easy to find someone to patch them up. And you know, being an android doesn't make him any different. He's just kind of like better than me, stronger and smarter and shit. Like, he's a cool guy. I can't wait to meet him. Oh, I think he's coming up now. Hello, Tom Cosman. Nice to meet you.
Six feet, motherfucker. I agreed to an interview, not a fucking pat down.
So
what are you trying to do? Make us all sick?
No, I'm sorry.
What? You even act like you don't know about the fucking quarantine? Are you not in quarantine? I have seen many people without masks and a lot of people out on the market right now. Like, what's with the non-quarantine?
There's no virus here. We're not in quarantine because we don't know anything. This is the Grease Valley. We're nice here. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to go off on the wrong foot.
I see. It's okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, you're wrong foot. Let's talk about some of my specialties. Let's talk about what I'm good at. I love the Grease Valley, firstly.
Thank you.
I need to make it to the Filth Crest still. I'm gonna go camp out by the Rainbow River tonight and hopefully make my way up to the Filth Crest. Did you really meet the Lotus Peed herself?
No, never. That's weird. Why?
Really? Because I've listened into the pod. You definitely talked to her. I mean, you definitely even inhaled her fumes. Is this correct?
Huh. No, I'd like to. Shit, you know, that shit's hard, I bet.
So, My favorite regions inside of your rotted states. Some of my favorites, I'm gonna have to say the Red Rock Deserts are amazing.
Ooh,
I love all of these giant scorpions roaming throughout it. The the grease condors you have here are actually fascinating.
The grease atros.
And the New Mexican caverns always have some very fascinating creatures inside of them. I prefer the dry regions over all these forested wooded areas. I don't really like it all too much when it's dark.
Yeah, I don't go south all too often. So, have you met any strange or interesting people or cultures while you've been out there?
Ah, yes, I've met many strange people throughout my travels.
Tell me.
Let me tell you, a group in Old Consin, there was a whole group there who built an entire city out of cars.
Cars?
It was quite amazing. I had never seen anything like it. A thousand vans made the size of a skyscraper. It was truly incredible. And then these people employed the local animals, too. They seemed to be able to take a certain route. They would grind up a root
kind
and
of
drink it, and then they'd be able to communicate with the birds and the stags and the different animals in the region, and then the animals would help the construction of the city. It was the most humanitarian effort I've ever seen with animals. It was truly nature at its
cutest. Very symbiotic, it sounds like. Very interesting. Any animals?
Ah, yes, but I'd like to talk about the animals in the Grace Valley. I will say I did check over Baltharis. Baltharis herself. Baltharis is actually a woman. I don't know if any of you knew. And she is a very healthy woman.
Really?
She...
you okay?
6 feet! 6 feet, motherfucker! What'd I say? What do you have in here? What, you got iris in here?
No, allergies exist.
Oh, I forgot. Allergies exist. People still have allergies, don't they? I don't know why anyone would program this into me. It's such a hellish feeling.
Animals.
Well, and Baltharis is very old. I don't know if any of you are actually aware of how old of a creature you are dealing with. According to my calculations, she is about 437 years old. 4 centuries of life.
Real.
This beast has seen World War II. This beast has seen the Mexican-American War. What you're dealing with is a very smart creature. Honestly, I would like to run more tests, but I can't stay all too long. And I did notice the scales under her fur. Very fascinating. And she has very many vomit piles throughout her enclosure, her giant range. And I would say these are mainly due to territorial purposes. Vomiting out her just kind of wasted food
items
to mark her territory. It's either that or she's doing it so she can move quicker after. Oh. But that's usually seen in development of prey, and I don't know what she would necessarily be scared of. Now, I will tell you about some interesting animals I have encountered throughout my travels. Firstly, Zelgort is one of the most fascinating creatures ever. Now, Zelgort travels throughout Southern California, and it's a turtle, a giant turtle, at least 2 miles long, and then this turtle carries a city on its back. Now, it seems like the people from the city have never come down off of the turtle's back, and because of this, I have theorized that there might be some kind of hive mind influence that Zelgort is putting on the humans that live on top of its back. The city is getting bigger and bigger every day, apparently, and there are no known reports of when this creature sprouted or how it became to be.
Huh, that actually sounds a lot like something we had in the valley not too long ago, something like an elder entity.
Elder entities, Elder entities, I've also heard terms like power beings, rotted gods, cosmic champions. Apparently there are many beings on the earth now who may not have been all too apparent before. They go by many names throughout many different cultures, and there's a lot of different reportings, but I cannot tell you about many. Zelgort may very well be one, but who's to say what constitutes one? The size, its power, its influence, its origins, this is all unknown. So we'll see what my travels will tell me. Now I must be off before dusk, or you know, in this area, I risk running into a battalion of war beavers. Not necessarily something I'm looking forward to.
No, you wouldn't.
So
watch
I must
out
do
for
you
that.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye.
It was nice talking. It's 6 feet. Oh. 6 feet, motherfucker. Stay over there. And I hope to meet you again on our travels.
Yeah, it's
especially
been great.
During a non-quarantine time.
Thank you for coming on, Tom Kuzman.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, no, it was nice meeting you. Ayo, first interview, good one. Tonk Kozman, look out for his book out there, The Forever Reaches by Tonk Kozman. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley Radio. I'm going to throw you to commercial, and then we're going to get to a quest. Ayo, bye, Tonk Kozman. See ya.
Ranger Gumpy here to tell you all about Infinity Forest National Park and how you could earn food, shelter, and schmeg today. Now, Infinity Forest National Park was founded 20 years ago, and it goes on for forever. It's located in the Pacific Northwest. You can find our gates at the entrance of any forest. You walk far enough and you will find us. Now, we have beautiful hill sago roaming across the landscapes. Forest okapi. We got anthropods, the 5 feet long anthropods, sea scorpions crawling around our trees. They're arboreal. We can't get them out of there. There's giant centipedes, sloths, amphisons. We got giant ass bear dogs, yo. These hyper carnivores are looking for food. And I know this all might sound dangerous, but you could earn prizes today. As a renowned ritual supplier, Infinity Forest National Park is dedicated to finding the best quality ritual components for your local town alchemists, druids, warlocks, and more. You will be stimulating the economy while exploring a beautiful, never-ending landscape where you will find yourself and maybe just something else. Do your part and visit Infinity Forest.
Yeah, this is a big quest request coming in. Oh boy, this is a hard tier one. I'm calling out all hero tiers, all gun warriors, all you tech monks, all the mage folk out there. We're gonna need you. This is a big one. This quest has been called Hunting in the Skinstone Harbor. Now, this was requested by the Druidic commune leader, Mogroot. Mogroot and me, we've had a slight pass. I've bumped into him at parties, and he came out to me and he sent up this letter to me and is big important to everyone there. He lives in an Appalachian commune that he runs. It's a nice little place, the Skinstone Harbor. Nice little place to hang out. Bring your family. All the stones on the beach with their like fleshy texture is weird, but it's awesome. And let's just say they're holding a Blarg Ball tournament and it got wrong. Blarg Ball tourney gone wrong, and now there's a bunch of fucking ghouls running around all across the Appalachia. They don't have a mall to stay in anymore, so they're just infesting all the woods. There are reports of ghoul bears and ghoul boars running around, ramming people's houses down, raiding their houses and taking all their valuables. It's terrible. They're released. They're all over the place. The commune is under a serious threat, and these ghouls are hunting them every day. So, Mogroot needs to cast a giant ritual. It's called the Ghouling Night Ritual to save all the animals in the area, bring them back to the nice calm selves they are, and save his commune. So what can you do? What can you do, all the heroes out there? Listen up. He's gonna need some ingredients, and then he needs you to come down to Skinstone Harbor and protect him as he completes his ritual. Now the ingredients he's gonna need, let's just say, alright, he has three ingredients here, and we're talking about he needs a heart of a potato, he needs the tongue of a diseased rifle, the tongue of a diseased rifle, and four petals of opulence. You bring him the heart of the potato, tongue of a diseased rifle, four petals of opulence. He's going to mush them all up into a salve, and then you're going to escort him. It's an escort mission. You protect him as you break him down into the Crom Gulch and complete the Ghouling Night ritual. You got to fight off a bunch of like spirits. I'm sure the ghouls will not be too happy about you trying to stop their nonsense. So they're going to try and fuck you up. You got to go and protect them. What? You got any skills that could protect this man? What? You throw a shield at a ghoul and then like knocks its head off? He needs you. What? You got like a sword that could shoot like a bow and arrow? It like shoots little blades like daggers? Holy shit. He needs you. What? You an AI monk who could like influence the area around him, all the technology around him with his fucking mind? He's talking about you. Go talk to Mogru. You could go find him down at Skinstone Harbor in the Appalachian area. You know, a ritual's a big deal, and I take the rituals very seriously, and apparently so does he, because look at this loot. The loot, though? Oh, boy. Okay, firstly, you're going to get town hero status. Everyone there is going to be nice to you. Everyone there is going to give you a piece of their wear. Oh, here is my finest helmet. Oh, take some of my best schmeg. Oh, here's a wonderful night inside of my hot tub museum. Oh, thank you. But secondly, they're going to give you a key to a shack so you can stay there anytime you want. But the material goods, you get 5 muckweed bundles. You burn a muckweed bundle in your house, holy shit, you're gonna be walking around high as fuck for about 2 weeks. He's got 3 sarin stones, if sarin stones interest you, and 2 bags of dog food, 2 whole bags, and a case of canned hamburgers. All right, you know, I respect it. I eat my canned lasagna. I know how it goes. Go talk to Mogru. Go travel down to the Skinstone Harbor. He's gonna set you up, but he needs your protection. Blarg Ball tournaments don't always go right, so, you know, he needs your help to fix this nonsense. Ayo, that's that Grease Valley Radio. I'm gonna bring to you some of my favorite animals, some of my personal favorite zoology in through all out time. So here we go. Grease Valley to you, baby. It's your boy Bali. Here are some of my favorite animals. Bali's fascinating creatures of the broken world. Now, as you all might know, I love cryptozoology, but I also love some other subsections of zoology in general. I'm talking about like speculative zoology and mythozoology. Now, what are the differences between the three? Well, they're all prefixes in crypto, speculative, and mytho. Well, the easiest way for me to put it is crypto is unconfirmed species, spec is theorized species, and mytho are species specifically in mythology. Now, or is there a little overlap? Is there a little shared between? Yeah, sure. And like, are they all a little like out there? Yeah, but speculative zoology is the most legitimized, mainly through like its use for dinosaurs and shit like that, like Douglas Dixon, ayo. But yeah, the difference mainly just being like crypto are reported species that are unconfirmed. They might exist. Some of them definitely don't exist. Speculative is more theorized, just somebody putting different gills on a stag or putting antlers on a walrus or antlers on a human. You know what I mean? Mytho is more just like straight up from a mythology tied to a culture, usually tied to a specific area or land. So yes, it has interlap with crypto, but crypto's more just unconfirmed species. Cryptozoology is actually legitimized through like its usage in the insect world. Insect world, there's a lot of unconfirmed species of different beetles and different bugs out there. So they all have their purpose and use. But let's get into it, baby, because firstly, let's just say, I don't know many of the non-states creatures that are not from America, I don't know a ton about. So, you know, like, send them in, you know, send me pictures and descriptions on that Twitter, man. I don't know anything that's not in America anymore after communication was shut down between countries. countries and shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on out there, so send me some of the crazy creatures. But in the Greece Valley specifically, ooh, some of my favorites. Oh boy, we're talking like slime hawks, bisons are always good goods, frogfish. Frogfish are a real ass thing that moved up into our area not too long ago. They're scary as fuck. They're little fish who waddle on the ground. They can open their mouth 12 times the size of their original mouth. It's spooky. They're real things. Look it up on Google. Also, glass hornets. And of course, grease pigs. I love grease pigs. They fuel the economy. They make for great cuddle partners. They're just kind of like the best companion animal in the Greece Valley. Now, let me tell you about some of the cryptids. Some of the newly reported cryptids in the area. You won't believe it. We got some crazy shit. Firstly, in some of the different forests throughout the Pacific Northwest, we're getting major reports of Gumbaroo. Gumbaroo are like hairless bears. They're reported to be like the size of a football, not like the size physically, but the shape of a football. Really weird. They're hairless, they're bears, and they live in hollow cedar trees. They live inside of the hollowed out trees they create, and they pop out and they eat fucking lumberjacks. What the fuck? Watch out. I don't wanna mess with a fucking giant hairless bear. They're fucking supposed to be huge, bigger than a regular bear at least. And then let's talk about the Bloodstone Highway, because along the Bloodstone Highway there are reports of car golems. Now these golems are forming out of the remains of crashed cars and supposedly the blood of the hatred of the people who died on there, and these golems will pop out of the ground and eat your tires, and you'll be driving, you say, oh shit, I don't have a fucking tire, oh no, where are we going, I'm gonna crash. It's terrible, it's bad, you gotta watch out for these golems. There's also nuclear beings out there, different beings who are influenced by the nuclear, just kind of like environment that, I mean, who's running these nuclear plants nowadays, obviously. So like, I've heard reports of an atomic snail the size of a fucking skyscraper. Don't run into that thing. That thing's supposed to be roaming the deserts of New Mexico, or at least what used to be of New Mexico. Man, I also hear reports of a nuclear whale out in the Atlantic Ocean, just kind of swimming out there. I heard its blowhole, when it blasts its blowhole, it's like a nuclear blast going off. The shit's not good. It's crazy out there. And lastly, let's talk about a little mythological creature real quick. I'm going to talk about the Bulgosuri. Now, the Bulgosuri is apparently a creature from Korean folklore. It has the bear of a body, or the body of a bear. Its fur is made of needles, and it has the elephant's nose, and it eats iron, so like no one could feed it. People try to shoot guns at it, and it eats its bullets. The shit's fucking crazy. There's reports of them in the Broken Coast, but I haven't seen any personally. And the last one I'm gonna bring you real quick is the Periton, from Greek mythology. This is a stag with beautiful, colorful wings, almost like a raptor's wings, but it's a carnivore. And they eat people, they eat anything they find. There's reportedly the souls of lost travelers who died in the woods. Sounds kind of like a Wendigo to me, you know what I mean? It's interesting how folklore cross over like that. So let me hit you with a quest update real quick and we'll get you out of here. It's that Greece Valley Radio, to you. Yeah, bringing you a quick quest update. And the quest update is, yay, Blessy Bone did it. Salvatorus was defeated. At least they got the eggs. They got the eggs out of there, and that's what matters. She can't kill her own eggs. So who helped? Firstly, we gotta shout out the people who helped Blessy Bone. It was Dogathan the Fuzzy Tear, and apparently the ex-pope, the ex-money pope himself, Benulox Nar. Ex-money popes, you know, I never trust a once a money pope, always a money pope, but you know, you gotta get, everyone deserves a second chance, and I'm glad Benulox is using his skills to help questing these days. Now, apparently, Salvatorus was not necessarily, like, defeated. She is actually enraged. She is apparently ravaging across the transcontinental highway. She's just picking up cars and wagons and dropping them off cliffs. She's going crazy. She's pissed. pissed. Traders and travelers, be warned. Be warned out there. Be very careful. If you are going to travel on the Transcontinental Highway, I heard she hates the smell of pickle. So dump a bunch of pickle juice all over your car. And apparently rap music. So blast that rap music as loud as you can. That MF Doom, that Death Grips, that, you know, anything you could get your hands on. Even that K-Hop. Play some PH1. Play some NA to the Fla. Or anything from Show Me the Money, to be honest. I mean, let's be... Now, in the meantime, I am apparently protecting the Slimehawk Queen's egg. Yay, I haven't named it yet, but Blessy Bone said that, like, she's got to keep it somewhere safe and somewhere that isn't with her, because Salvatore has picked up Blessy Bone's scent and will hunt down Blessy Bone anywhere. So, you know, we got to be careful. I'm protecting the egg for now. It's kind of like babysitting. I like it. And, I've needed a little buddy around. I've been, it's been hard ever since, the thing. So, I mean, it's fun. It's gross work, of course, but I'm like a little daddy. It's all slimy and like the egg just produces slime every day. I gotta clean it and then it just does it again. It's so gross. I'll give you updates on it. I'm definitely keeping the best of care with it. Don't worry about like if I know how to take care of it. I definitely do. I've read some manuals, so we're doing good. And unless Salvatore finds my shack and drops me into a lake, I should be okay. So ayo, the quests do get completed and things happen. It's awesome. I'll try to bring you more quest updates soon, but Blessy Bone did it because of you. Thank you, Grease Valley Radio. Ayo, let's get a wrap up. Heyo, so we're getting that wrap up going. Let's start with the checkup. How are you doing? Are you guys healthy? Are you sane? I heard this quarantine thing's out there. Tonk has really set me on edge. I hope the Grease Valley doesn't see anything like it. We're very happy and content here, but our thoughts go out to you and everyone out there. Be careful. Stay safe and try to, like, you know, quarantine yourself and don't make the sickness spread. Ayo, do you have enough food? Do you have enough toilet paper? You got some schmeck? Ayo, I'm just making sure that you're okay, you know what I mean? And I'll bring you guys more updates on the rebuild. It's going good, like always, so, like, with your guys' help, we'll be able to accomplish this rebuild even quicker, maybe even set up another grease mill, who knows? Even a more, healthy one healthier for the environment, who knows? What are your favorite animals? Whoa, you like zoology, you like cryptozoology, mythozoology, specsoology, shit, send it all in, send it into the Twitter. We're always interested in what you have to hear. I love looking through new things, and especially if you're talking about things from outside of America. I love all the different, I don't hear much about it. I can't, it's hard without communication, so you know, send it into me. What national parks are near you? What's your home biome? You know what I mean? You live in a desert, you live in the mountains, you live in a beach. They're all very specific and different. Send me what national park, what does your state brag about? What is your state like, yo, this nature is dope? Any cryptid reports? Send me in some cryptids. I might even do a cryptid of the week. Ayo. Next week, I'm gonna bring you a theater prophet and all the drug culture that's inside the broken world. Ayo. Check us out on Twitter, at Grease Valley Radio, or at our Patreon, at Grease Valley Radio. Ayo. Thank you guys so much. Leave an Apple Pod review if you can. It's a nice free thing. Thanks, critters and creatures, for you. Ayo.